You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is being brought to you by Voyage AC.
You know how much I love summer. I can't wait for it. But the mosquitoes were worse last year than ever.
Oh, right.
And that's why my new gift for everyone is going to be one of Voyage AC's stunning cement Centronella candles. They're beautiful, they smell divine, and they keep those bugs away.
While you're out there buying one for everyone else, you might want to keep a couple for us.
Absolutely, hon. I'm thinking two right by the back door.
At least.
Right? Voyage AC is your destination for candles and a plethora of other wonderful gifts like beachwear, diffusers, glamorous masks, face and body products. So how can our listeners find Voyage?
You can find everything on their website at www.voyageac.com. That's VoyageEtcie.com.
And as you know, Melanie is willing to give my friends and family discount to all our listeners right now.
What?
That's 10% off everything you buy.
All you need to do is enter the only one at checkout.
That's right. All you have to do is enter the only one when you make your purchase. Voyage AC is an olfactory journey of candles, perfume, and organic beauty products.
This episode is being sponsored by Cute Booty Lounge.
Hey, hon, are you cold?
Maybe.
Well, if you are, it might be because of these new leggings I'm wearing from Cute Booty Lounge's new Icy collection. They fit like a second skin, don't they?
On second thought, it is a bit chilly in here.
Cute Booty Lounge is made right here in the USA by women for women. The company's incredible. It's female and minority owned. And they have these super cute patented scrunch butt pockets. But the best thing is they give you this snatched waist, cute booty, and elongate your legs. Plus, if you're like me, you're in loungewear 90% of the time. These are the leggings for you. There's a cute booty style for everyone, no matter where your active life takes you. CBL will comfortably dress you from head to toe. Whether you're running errands, headed to the gym, or having a night out, Cute Booty Lounge has you covered. Embrace your body, love your booty.
And to make the deal even sweeter, head to cutebootylounge.com and enter the code TheOnlyBooty to get 15% off your first order.
Hey, I don't know if they heard you, hon. Say it again.
That's right. Head to cutebootylounge.com and enter the code TheOnlyBooty to get 15% off your first order. Kristen, Casey, thank you so much for being on the show. That was super fascinating.
Thank you so much for having me.
You had the conversation I wish my parents could have with me. Kinda, you know, like I didn't get the rule book on sexuality. Yeah. And it was difficult throughout my life to navigate it and figure it out, you know. And I liked one of the things you said is you always felt like you had a healthy sense of sexuality, your own. Yeah. And that's what's guided you. And you've used it to protect yourself along the way. I kind of have always felt innately honest about sex as well. And one of the things that I think is important to talk about, because I do talk to men, I'm about your age, I'm in my 50s, my young 50s, and we talk a little bit about the difference between you do sexual partnering and then you do intimacy coaching. And maybe you could just talk a little bit real quickly about the difference between intimacy and sexuality.
Yeah. So I think sexuality can definitely be a part of intimacy. But intimacy is a broader term, you know, and there's emotional intimacy and physical mm-hmm. intimacy and sexual intimacy, you know, and those are three separate things that can all sort of exist at the same time or in a mix. But really, intimacy is, so many people have intimacy issues, you know, the ones that have the bigger ones, ones that are really affecting them, manifesting physically and sexually, are coming to see me. But we're all afraid of being vulnerable.
Right.
And, you know, so I work as an intimacy coach with people who are having, you know, new or minor or, you know, relatively manageable issues that they need a little help with as an intimacy coach. As a surrogate partner, I work with clients who have more longstanding issues. Maybe it's a physical disability or trauma, sexual. A lot of my surrogate partner clients have a lot of sexual trauma or physical abuse or really severe bullying or whatever.
All right.
So whether it's sexual dysfunctions or dissociation or trauma, as a surrogate partner, there's a long process, a longer process of maybe an average of 15 sessions or so, where I work with them and their therapist, always with
a
therapist.
I like that idea that there's more than you and the client, that you actually have a therapist involved. And that helps keep the client centered as well, that this is a therapeutic thing, you know, because I think a lot of people would wonder, how do you keep it professional? Do you ever have times when people cross the line or they get confused with you or have feelings or vice versa?
Well, oh, yes. But I will say it's a really interesting question, because here's why. It really helps if they become attached, right? Because that's when your issues come out. That's when your fear of vulnerability comes out. That's when people start to pull back, as you know, a lot of people who have these issues, as soon as they start to feel attached or fall in love or whatever. And yet at the same time, you can't work on those issues until they're brought up.
Until they're out on the table.
Right. So it's really helpful for my clients to feel attached. You know, just through the course of my life, the way I've lived my life and for various reasons, I have the ability to connect easily and quickly with my clients and with people in general, and yet not get attached, at least not attached in a way that's unhealthy. But ideally, in a surrogate partner therapy series of sessions, what happens is a genuine attachment develops, genuine connection, authentic connection, and a real attachment. And yeah, I've had clients tell me that they're in love with me, and I've had them have a really hard time when the series comes to a close. And yet all relationships almost come to a close. Well, they all come to a close, whether it's through death or whatever.
Yeah, that's part of a relationship as well.
Exactly.
I think that often we forget that that is the reality.
Right. So at least they know going in that this is going to end. They get to learn the skill of how to end a relationship, even when you don't necessarily want to, and have that grieving process. And we have a whole session of just of saying goodbye. So I had earlier told Laura that the last session is intercourse. Usually that's not actually true. There is a final, much shorter session where we just say goodbye and we have our closure,
right?
Because closure is really vital. So it's good when my clients get attached to me, and I can usually tell, and their therapist can tell, if it's starting to get a little too much and interfere with the work. And then we work with that, you know.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
You almost need to produce a certain real event in order to get real results.
But exactly.
That puts a lot of pressure on you to be very professional, too.
So yeah.
You said a couple of times in the interview about we train our men. And I think that that's a really important thing because, like I said, you know, men in general, I'll speak as a man, that we learn things by in groups of people. We learn it on porn. If you were to just speak in general to people who deal with sexual trauma or partnership issues, men in general, what would you say is the gift that you can give or the idea that they have something to learn that they aren't aware of? Like, how could you empower? I found myself just stuck in the conversation with, like, it literally was like you were filling in all these blanks in places in my life with ideas. So I think that's hard to put into a couple of words, but I think that all men need to understand that, you know, figuring it out on your own is not always the best thing.
No, you know, sometimes our greatest strength is in vulnerability. And we don't teach our men that it's okay to be vulnerable, that women are always telling men, we want you to be more sensitive. But then the second they shed a tear or show an insecurity, women recoil,
right.
You know, like where's my knight in shining white armor? Where, you know, how are you, this is very unmasculine.
How are you
going to
protect me when you're
right,
fine?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we really need to, you know, there needs to be a lot of sort of work on both ends, but there are ways to communicate and there are ways to be strong in your vulnerability. And I think also it's really important. Something that almost all of my clients, I think, appreciate learning from me is that I know the world is telling you that your desire is a burden. But it's a beautiful thing. And there's a way to use it and share it that will not be a burden, that will be a joy for your partner, that will be welcome from your partner.
Well, I've never heard that in a circle of men, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's true, right? It's like a natural part of who I am. I want it to be shared and not to be anguished about. So.
Yes. And so many men are. And honestly, that's where so many of these dysfunctions come from men who have either consciously or unconsciously absorbed this belief that their desire and their arousal, the essence of who they are, is a burden and overwhelming and uncomfortable for women. And, you know, sometimes maybe the way they're expressing it actually is, but in general, they're being fed a message that is not true at all. And it's affecting them physically and emotionally and mentally. And it's
inhibiting what I think is the most innate thing of being human, which is connection. It's inhibiting the ability to connect. I think we're here to connect. I think the biggest gifts we get are connections with other humans, even if they're momentary.
And absolutely.
This, I've always felt that sexuality was, you know, a key to intimacy, a doorway, if you will.
Absolutely.
And I'm really glad you're out there doing the work. Now, I have one more story that's off the subject that I want to run by you. I just want to see. In 1992, I was in Park City, Utah. Joe Walsh used to come and open up for the World Cup. He was so drunk on stage. Were you with him that night? Do you know what I'm talking about? They asked him to never come back to Utah. He got into this rant on stage about the people. Like, basically, they used to set up a stage at the bottom of Main Street, and everybody just partied down Main Street, and Joe was the lead of the party that night. I didn't get a chance to read your book, so I didn't know if it made it, but
I might have been there. I remember being, I think it was Utah. I was thinking maybe it was Aspen, but it was some sort of ski resort kind of area. And we were outside in the snow and it was not a good night. We were not getting along that night at all. My addictions were really getting out of control. So it would have been 92 or 93. Yeah. Those are some, I did not realize that they asked him to never come back.
Oh, yeah. He literally, like, he had come in and he might have had a bad night with you because he was yelling at the crowd about how bad his night was. And, it was just funny to have you come back in, and I was reading a little bit about your book, and I was like, oh my God, I wonder if she was there that night, because we remembered it for years. And
oh my God. I tell you, if you can get me the date, I have most of my journals, and I know most of the dates I was on the road with them. Not all of them. Some of them I don't remember.
Oh, it was November 1993. is when he was there. But anyway.
Oh, really? Yeah, oh, no. Yeah. Okay, then I wasn't with him. If it was November 93, then no, I wasn't with him. But that was a really bad period for him. That was like a few months before, that was 3 months before he got sober.
Oh,
so that was a really, really bad period for him.
He was bottoming out.
Wow.
Thank you so much for being on the show. I look forward to another conversation with you another time. And
thanks. It was great talking to you.
Best of luck with everything. Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to The Only One in the Room. Please join us each Tuesday and Sunday for an incredible brand new Only One interview. And every Friday for On My Nightstand, where I'll be reading something that I love. If you have an Only One story you'd like to share or a piece of writing you'd like to submit, please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com. From all of us at The Only One in the Room, we wish you dopeness, health, and prosperity.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.